and you begin to to notice, because things happen on a national level, you know, in certain areas. And now you're looking at these things, as you're saying here, you know, whereas before, when there was only a few of you, some of these things, you know, you didn't come in contact with. But, you know, the larger the group got, you know, now you begin to notice a lot of these things that were happening right out in the open here.
It was not the hostile community that it became when I went back the second time. There was extreme hostility. You could turn on the radio and they had a talk show, kind of like precursor to Rush Limbaugh or something, and you could hear people saying they ought to take all those niggers and put them on the Wisconsin River and shoot them down. And I'm thinking, well, where did this come from? You know, it became a scarier place to be. Whereas once I used to go downtown and get served in a restaurant, the next time I was there, they wouldn't serve us. And it wouldn't be like they wouldn't come up to you and say, we're not going to serve you. They would just totally ignore you.
And a group of us went up there and painted the jockey white and painted some slogans on the porch, and they had information in the paper about vandals attacking this frat house and all that kind of thing. They're starting to be undertones of talking now. Yeah, these N-words came up and tried to, you know, that started a feud between that fraternity and the black students.
And I think many of the black students who were coming in, who did come in, you know, some of these kids, as you were saying, were more angrier than usual, you know, at that time. Some of the young kids there who were into that militant move with the H-Rap Brown, Stokely Carmichael, and we had some, you know, some kids that were there that, you know, that was their thing. You know, they were younger than we were at that time, you know, and it was kind of hard sometimes to keep a handle.
Most of them were probably thinking, we just went through this in high school, and now to come up here and be faced with the same thing here in college, you know. And asking some of those of us who had been there, like, well, how do you put up with this? What makes you stay up here and put up with this nonsense?
Everybody knew. You would walk down the street and people would throw beer cans at you and shout, nigga, go home. And, you know, those were overt expressions. But then, and I warned him, I said, look, something is going to explode on this campus. There was nothing in the works, but I was feeling so certain that the bottom was about to fall out. There were too many things that had gone wrong, too many people who were really, really angry and scared.